Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. So glad you're here to join me today. As usual, you know, every Wednesday we talk about, I'm laughing because I know it gets humorous, entertainment news, news of the weird, and of course, hot topics. Well, this week, hot topics is number one, so we'll be talking about that. If you have a topic of discussion, you can contact me at my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, or through Facebook at the Essence of Success Network. Just shoot me a message, or either you can put it on my page, and I'll definitely get in touch with you within 24 hours. So enjoy the show. It's on every Wednesday. And time to time, we'll have special guests throughout the month. So, before we begin, looks like we've got a caller. Excuse me. And I need to drink a little water. So let me bring the caller on. Area code 561. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lisa. How are you?
Fine, and you, Lisa, doing good. You going to join in on the hot topics with me?
What is it?
I'm going to be talking, well, here I can tell you right quick. Hot topics today, we're going to be talking about how humans can get electricity is going to change forever, how you used to receive electricity, which is a good thing for our environment. I'm also going to talk about music mogul Diddy's rep, is saying that Diddy was defending himself. You know, down at UCLA, he had a little run-in with his son. Not with his son, but the coach. We're going to be discussing the 9 cities that are running out of water, and all 9 are in California. Also about
really?
The police. Yes, yes. Also about the police raid Toyota offices after arresting a U.S. executive. I'm laughing, but you just have to wait till I tell the story. She was trying to go hard.
Wow.
She should have quit. So
really?
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, Lisa, would you like to join in, or you just want to listen to? It's up to you, darling.
I'll listen in. I love the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, here we go. Let me put you on so you can listen to the show. There you go. Yeah, there you go. All right. So the first thing up, as I just mentioned to Lisa, is we're going to talk about energy. The way humans get electricity is about to change forever. Let me just give you a little background real quick. The renewable energy boom is here. Trillions of dollars will be invested over the next 25 years, driving some of the most profound changes yet in humans, how they get their electricity. A new forecast, Bloomberg New Energy Finance, that plots out global power markets to year 2040, that's year 2040. First thing up is solar prices keep crashing. The price of solar power will continue to fall until it becomes the cheapest form of power in a rapidly expanding number of national markets. By 2026, y'all, utility-scale solar will be competitive for the majority of the world, according to BNEF. Don't ask me what that is. The lifetime cost of a photovoltaic solar power plant will drop by almost half over the next 25 years, even as the prices of fossil fuels keep higher. Remember that one when your electricity bill look like it's bouncing, like a bouncing ball, okay? Number two, solar billions become solar trillions. With solar power so cheap, investments will surge. Expect $3.7 trillion. That's what I said, $3.7 trillion in solar investments between now and 2040, according to the BNEF. Solar alone will account for more than a third of new power capacity worldwide, but here's how that looks on a chart with solar appropriately dressed in yellow and fossil fuels in pernicious gray. You'll have to go to the website to see that. Number three, the revolution will be decentralized. The biggest solar revolution will take place on rooftops. High electricity prices and cheap residential battery storage will make small-scale rooftop solar ever more attractive, driving a 17-fold increase in installations. By 2040, rooftop solar will be cheaper than electricity from the grid in every major economic, and almost 13% of electricity worldwide will be generated from small-scale solar systems. Well, you know, they've been doing that for years here, and I'm sure probably in other in Europe, too, and third world nations where they just, you know, they have a solar roof, and that's how they heat their water, how they get heat in the summer. And they also use it as reverse for like an air condition. So, but it's profitable. If you ever know anybody or talk to somebody that has a solar roof, ask them what they're paying in electricity and what you're paying. They're paying not even a quarter what you're paying by electricity. It really is environmental safety and cost effective. So, yes, it is a cheap residential way. Okay, number four is global demand slows. Yes, the world is inundated with mobile phones, flat screens, TVs, and air conditioners. But growth in demand for electricity is slowing. The reason? Efficiency. To cram huge amounts of processing power into pocket-sized gadgets, engineers have had to focus on how to keep those gadgets from overheating. Hello, I don't know about anybody else, but my old phone would heat up, okay? I'd have to get off the phone and let that thing cool down. That meant huge advances in energy efficiency. Switching to an LED light bulb, for example, can reduce electricity consumption by more than 80%. Now, I'll grant you that. I have those environmental light bulbs, and it does. It does definitely decrease. So I'll give you that. But, yeah, y'all need to do something about them phone batteries. Anyway, number five, natural gas burns briefly. excuse me. Hold on, y'all. Let me get a little water. Okay, we're good. Number five, excuse me, natural gas burns briefly. Natural gas won't become the often idealized bridge fuel that transitions the world from coal to renewable energy, according to the BNEF. The United States fracking boom will help bring global prices down some, but few countries outside the United States will replace coal plants with natural gas. Instead, developing countries will often opt for some combination of coal, gas, and renewables. Well, let me tell you, I don't know. I know I ain't the only one. Have y'all noticed in the last, say, 15 years, how houses that they're building across the United States have more gas fireplaces than natural. And you know if your power go out, what you want? Screw the natural gas. You want a regular fireplace because you could still cook, just like you're camping, boil water, hot dogs, what have you, coffee. In a natural fireplace, everybody can gather in that room and remain warm until the electricity gets on. With gas, you just SOL. I don't need to tell you what that means, do you? Just think about them initials. So I'm not a fan of natural gas fireplaces. I have one, I'll be honest, but I'm not a fan of it. I like natural. This is the first one that I've ever had in my life because through my marriage, divorce, raising the kids, we always had a natural fireplace, and I truly enjoyed that. So anyway, that's number five, natural gas burns briefly. Number six, the climate is still screwed. The shift to renewables is happening shockingly fast, but not fast enough to prevent perilous levels of global warming. About $8 trillion, or two-thirds of the world's spending on new power capacity over the next 25 years will go toward renewables. Still, without additional policy action by governments, oh Lord, here we go, global carbon dioxide emissions from the power sector will continue to rise until 2029 and will remain 13% higher than today's pollution levels in 2040. Mm-hmm. That's not enough to prevent the surface of the earth from heating more than 2 degrees Celsius, according to BNEF. That's considered the point of no return for some worst consequences of climate change. You think? Anyway, that's it for climate change. So I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. I'll be right back, and we're going to get into the story about Mr. P. Diddy. All right. So let's see. Let's get old. How about some Johnny Gill, y'all? He always sounds good. And thank you, Lisa, for joining the show today. Well, welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. Okay, as I promised you, I'm fixing to give you the rest of the story, what happened to Sean Combs, otherwise known as Sean Diddy, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call. Anyway, his son goes to UCLA. Guess who else son go out there, y'all? Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. I think it's Cardell. This is his first year in college, too. And he's playing for him. Well, anyway, let's get to the story. So Sean Diddy Combs was defending himself in an incident at the University of California, L.A., that led to his arrest. A representative of the hip-hop mogul's company, said Tuesday, I think this happened Monday. The various accounts of the events and charges that are being reported are wholly inaccurate. Nathaniel Moore, a rep for Combs Enterprises, said in a statement to the API, what we can say now is that any actions taken by Mr. Combs were solely defensive in nature to protect himself and his son. Combs was arrested Monday on an alleged, alleged assault involving a weight room kettlebell at the athletics facility of UCLA, where his son plays football, a university statement said. Combs, 45, was freed late Monday after posting bail several hours after his afternoon arrest, jail records show. University police alleged three counts of assault with a deadly weapon. One count of making terrorist threats, oh God, please, and one count of battery. We are confident that once the true facts are revealed, the case will be dismissed, Combs Enterprises said. Officials did not say who was allegedly assaulted or what led to it. No one was seriously injured, police said. The jail records show that Combs' bail was $160,000, but sheriff officials reached by phone said he posted $50,000. The reason for the discrepancy wasn't clear. Huh. Combs' son, Justin Combs, is a redshirt junior defensive back on the UCLA football team, which has been working out on campus. He has played in just a handful of games in his 3 years with the team. Oh, I guess he's not a junior. The son of another major rap star also plays football for the LA Bruins. Snoop Dogg's son, I told you, Cordell Broadus, is a wide receiver who signed with the team this year. Football coach Jim Morrill thanked his staff for their professionalism in handling the situation. This is an unfortunate incident for all parties involved, Morrill said in a statement from campus police. While UCBT continues to review this matter, we will let the legal process run its course and refrain from further commitment at this time. No, you don't want to get sued at this time till you get all your ducks in a row and do some damage control. Tell it like it is. Anyway, so that's it. Earlier this year, an Arizona man accused Sean Combs of punching him in the face at the Super Bowl party. Combs was not arrested. Boy, everybody trying to get a little change, huh? Okay. Well, we shall see. But anyway, that's the rest of the story as far as what happened on Monday to Sean Combs. Okay, now, the nine cities running out of water. This is quite interesting, so get your little notepad. The nine cities with the worst drought conditions in the country, USA, America, are all located in California, USA, which is now entering its fourth consecutive year of drought, as demand for water is at an all-time high. The long-term drought has already had dire consequences for the state's agriculture sector, municipal water systems, the environment, and all other water consumers. Based on the data provided by the United States Drought Monitor, a collaboration between academy and government organizations, 24/7 Wall Street identified nine large U.S. urban areas that have been under persistent, serious drought conditions over the first 6 months of this year. The Drought Monitor classifies drought by five levels of intensity. from DO described as abnormally dry to D4 described as exceptional drought. Last year, 100% of California was under at least severe drought conditions, or D2, for the first time since Drought Monitor began collecting data. It was also the first time that exceptional drought, the highest level, had been recorded in the state. This year, 2015, 100% of three urban areas in the state are in a state of exceptional drought. And 100% of all nine areas reviewed are in at least extreme drought, or D3. According to Mr. Brad Rippey, a meteorologist with the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, California has a Mediterranean climate in which the vast majority of precipitation falls during the six-month period from October through March. In fact, more than 80% of California's rainfall is during the cold months. As a result, it's very difficult to get significant changes in the drought picture during the warm season. Rippey said, he added that even when it rains during the summer, evaporation due to high temperature largely offsets any accumulation. A considerable portion of California's environmental agriculture and municipal water needs depends on 161 reservoirs, which are typically replenished during the winter months. As of May 31st, the state's reservoirs added less than 6.5 million acre feet of water over the winter. 70% of the typical recharge of about 8.2 million acre feet, a single acre feet contains more than 325,000 gallons of water. This was the fourth consecutive year that reservoir recharge failed to breach the historical average. Wow. The United States Drought Monitor is produced by the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, the USDA, and the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration, NOAA, or NOAA, and 24/7 Wall Street identified the nine urban areas with populations of 75,000 or more where the highest percentages of the land area was in a state of exceptional drought. In the first 6 months of 2015, all data are as of the week ending June 2nd, so just behind us. What you want to do is go to 24/7 Wall Street, and you can read who the other cities are that are involved. That's going to prove to be interesting. Okay, let's take another quick break. So you're listening to In the Studio. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at blogtalkradio.com. The studio number is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-27-2914. Well, I'll tell you, the temperature outside the studio right now is 79 degrees. And we're looking at all sunny weather this week. Thursday, it'll be 86, Friday, 87, Saturday, 92, and doggone Sunday, it'll be 90. So we're looking at those temperatures in the suburbs. But when you get in the, oh, gosh, the unincorporated areas, they get about 90 to 100. So anyway, we're going to have good weather here for the next 5 days, folks. Let's see that smile on your face here in Washington. All right. Okay, we don't want to see no sadness. We want to see everybody happy and joyful. Well, the time right now is 6:26 on the West Coast and it's 9:26 on the East Coast. All right, let's play one more jam, take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you. You know, this is Tootsie Roll, I believe. Oh, tag team. Directed, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. EC's in the house, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. Upside down and inside.
fool, who's so cool? If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say,
woo, there it is.
Come on, y'all.
Woo.
On deck, rock the mic. I crave skin rips. Find a honey just to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y. Oh my, ooh, that's it. Come on, come on, whoop, there it is. I'm done.
And let me apologize. That was Tag Team. Whoop, there it is. I thought it was Tootsie Roll. Been a while. Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at blogtalkradio.com. Well, we're just having a really good time. It is 6:30 on the West Coast. You know I'm Queen of the Northwest. But then I go by Gia Bocelli on that one. That's my pseudo. And it's 9:30 on the East Coast. So glad for you to join us. Let me give a shout-out around the world to the Philippines, Australia, Dubai, England, China, and as well all our friends in Canada. Thank you for joining the show today. And a special shout-out to Miss Lisa for joining me. Okay, so back to, I tell you, it's just hot topics. I will get to entertainment news, though, because you know y'all be wanting to hear me tell you the scoop. So, police raid Toyota offices, after arresting the U.S. executive. Hush, say what? Now, listen to me well. Let me tell you something right quick. I'm so sick of they talking about terrorists from Afghanistan or from Iran or Iraq, whatever, blah, 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 Saudi Arabia. Do you realize the terrorists we have right here in our own country, our own people? Should I bring up Connecticut and them 21 babies? Or should I reach way back and go to Columbine? Oh, let me go forward to the theater, those people. And just recently, a week ago, those 9 human beings at the black church, those African Americans that just got gunned down. None of these people were Afghanistan. None of these people were from Iraq or Iran. I don't even believe they were from third world period. They were born and bred right here in the United States. So when you talk about terrorists, stop, take a breather, and learn the truth. Who really is a terrorist? Is it the people on the outside, or is it our own people we should be scared of? Just think about that, folks. Okay, getting back to the police raid Toyota offices after arresting U.S. executive. Police raided Toyota Motor Corporation's headquarters and its Tokyo and Nagoya offices on Tuesday following the arrest of a senior American executive on suspicion of drug law violations. Toyota spokesman Ryo Saki said the company could not comment on the raids because the investigation is ongoing. I bet it is. Julie Hamp, 55, Toyota's newly appointed head of public relations and its highest female executive ever, was arrested June 18th, sound like a week ago, on suspicion of importing oxycodone, a narcotic painkiller, into Japan. The drug is tightly controlled in Japan. Well, say that, Japan. Police say the drugs were in a parcel Hamp mailed to herself. Japanese media reports said the drugs were hidden in a package containing jewelry. Toyota President Akio Toyoda said last Friday that he believes Hamp did not intend to break the law. It is unclear what police were looking for in the raids, which are common after arrests. Yeah, Mr. President, you know, maybe she was bringing some of them to you. Hamp, who was appointed in April and previously worked for Toyota's U.S. operation, was in the middle of moving her possessions to Japan. She had been living in a Tokyo hotel where police arrested her. Toyota's based in Toyota City had highlighted Hamp's appointment as a sign that it was promoting diversity. Well, I thank you. Some worry that Hamp's arrest will be seen as a sign of risk that come with promoting women or foreigners, setting back women's efforts to rise up the corporate ladder. Hamp was not available for comment. In Japan, suspects can be held in custody for up to 23 days without formal charges. Let me repeat that. In Japan, suspects can be held in custody for up to 23 days without formal charges. Toyota said the company perhaps should have helped Hamp more in her move. Although Japanese Toyota officials have been posted abroad, Hamp was the first senior foreign Toyota executive to be fully stationed in Japan. It is not unheard of for foreigners to be detained in Japan for mailing or bringing in medicine they use at home. Such drugs may be banned in Japan and required special approval. All right, now you know. Now, you want to know what the 16 most socially advanced countries are in the world? Well, let me run it down to you. And the last one in last place, number 16, is the United States, ranking 16th. In terms of meeting basic human needs, the United States ranked 21st overall, including 6th in shelter, whoopee, in nutrition and basic medical care. However, the United States lagged behind at 39. You think? Well, you know, if people weren't all out there suing the darn doctors, come on. You know, money that could go to help somebody else. But not only that, it's just, you know, Obama, you need to go back and tweak that Obamacare. That ACA ain't working for some people. I see folks having problems. The country, we're still at United States, the country ranked number 8th overall in opportunity and 1st in access to higher education. But in terms of personal freedom and personal rights, the United States ranked only 15th and 24th, respectively. The United States ranked particularly poorly in overall well-being, 68th in health and wellness, and 74th in ecosystem sustainability. Yeah, because, you know, everything got to be so damn PC. Let people have pea gardens. What they call them, I think, pea tracks or pea gardens. Let them have that if they want to grow their own food or in their backyard grow their own food, their garden. I mean, come on. Some people are already aware of the thin line, the thin veil that's coming on, that you better be ready. So I hope most of you out there are ready for, I'm not going to say Armageddon, but changes that will happen throughout the planet, whether it's earthquakes, storms, tsunamis, or what. But I hope that you have the courage and the wherewithal to invest part of your time into growing your own food. It would really be healthy for you. Well, I'm going to tell you, number 15 was Japan. Their GDP ranking was 23. Japan ranked first in access to basic education. All right. But and only ranked 4 in shelter, but lagged in air, water, and sanitation. They were number 21st. Nutrition, they were number 17th. And health and wellness, they were number 19. It also ranked 67th in ecosystem sustainability. Well, at least we ain't back there by ourselves. Number 14 was Germany. Their GDP ranking was 11th. Overall ranking for last year was number 12. Germany ranked 1st in water and sanitation. Whoopee. All right, Germany, tell them what time it is. Sprechen die Deutsch. All right. 10th in shelter and 12th overall in meeting basic human needs. The economic giant ranked 50th in health and wellness, however, and 24th in ecosystem sustainability. The country underperformed in opportunity, where it ranked 16th overall. It was 28th in personal rights, 18th in equity and inclusion. The country ranked better, 13th in both access to higher education and personal freedom and choice. Number 13 was Australia. Number 12, Ireland. Number 11, the United Kingdom. The Brits have, and their ranking in 2014 was 13. Their GDP ranking was 19. The Brits have a lot to be proud of, including their personal rights record, for which they currently rank 2nd in the world. They rank well 6th overall in access to opportunity, too. Elsewhere, the old empire ranks highly in water and sanitation. 17th in access to higher education, 4th in access to information and communication, 15th. Okay. Healthcare is not the nation's strength. United Kingdom currently ranks 27 in nutrition, and basic medical care and health and wellness. Well, you need to send some representatives our way. Number 10 is Australia. Number 9 is the Netherlands. The Netherlands may have dropped 5 points in the rankings this year, but the lowland country is still a good place to find a home. The country ranks 3rd in the world in providing shelter and is tied for 1st in water and sanitation. Well, hello, now you know they're tied. They're one of the number ones in that. Like many other developed nations, Netherlands lags behind in ecosystem sustainability, 25th, but more than make up for it with access to basic knowledge, number 8. Access to information and communication, number 2, and personal freedom and choice, they are number 5. Okay, number 8 was Denmark. They did really good. Denmark is the most advanced country in the world in terms of providing its people with basic human needs, including clean water, tied for number 1, personal safety, number 5, shelter, number 1. The Danes also enjoy a high quality of life as a country ranked 6th in access to basic knowledge and 4th and information and communication systems, as well as personal freedom and choice. Well, get on Denmark. It isn't all perfect, though. Denmark ranks only 26th in the world when it comes to the health and wellness of its people. So y'all eat good, that's for sure, okay? But everything else is good. You're clean, transportation, medication, basic needs. You guys are good. Number 7 is Finland. The Finns rank 3rd in the world in providing basic human needs, 7th in providing opportunity, and 8th in providing the foundations for the well-being of its people. Finland is a world leader in offering nutrition and basic medical care, as well as freedom of choice. It also is 2nd in the world providing shelter. Okay, number 6 is Canada. They're right above us. If you want to move up in the world, move to Canada.
Our neighbor to the north ranks first in the world in providing opportunity to his people, ninth in personal freedom and choice, and third in both access to advanced education and tolerance and inclusion. Canada also breaks into the top 10 in personal safety at number 8 and shelters number 7. When you account for the foundations of well-being, however, Canada loses some of its global nature. The country ranks only 18th in access to basic knowledge and 25th in access to information and communication. Y'all like the high stuff. Number 5 is New Zealand. In 2014, New Zealand ranked number 1. This year, they ranked number 5. New Zealand is tied for first in the world in water and sanitation and personal rights, and is right behind Canada in offering opportunity for its people, number 2. New Zealand also ranks 3rd in the world's access to basic knowledge and 5th in tolerance and inclusion. In terms of overall well-being, this island nation has some work to do. New Zealand ranks only 23 in nutrition and basic medical care and 34th in ecosystem sustainability. Well, y'all got to learn how to take care of one another a little bit better than that. Echo standing. Yeah. And basic care. You need some new doctors? You know, come on down, pick up a few. Number 4 is Iceland. Last year they ranked number 3. This year, number 4. They only went down once. Iceland ranks 1st in water and sanitation, personal safety, and tolerance and inclusion. Iceland ranks 1st in water and sanitation and personal safety and tolerance and in inclusion, and 2nd in nutrition and basic medical care and health and wellness. It ranks 3rd in access to information and communications. Wow. It is also worth noting that Iceland ranks 13th in the ecosystem sustainability, which is higher than any other nation on this list thus far. Iceland does rank 27 in access to advanced education, which is only ranking of all major categories outside of the top 15. Wow, let's move to Iceland, y'all. They really put their people number 1. Number 3 is Switzerland, ranking number 2. Last year, this year, number 3, it just went down 1. Their GDP ranking is number 4. The Swiss do many things well, but when it comes to eco-sustainability, they are the envy of the international community. They are also strong in personal safety, 3rd in providing shelter, 5th offering the freedom of personal choice, 3rd. Their Achilles heel, the Swiss rank 48 in the world in access to basic education. Whoa. What about educating your people, Switzerland? Overall, they rank 2nd worldwide in meeting basic human needs and in providing the foundations of well-being. Well, I guess so. Where is Amsterdam? Mm-hmm. Y'all better get back. Y'all, mm-mm. All righty then. Next, number 2 is Sweden. Sweden ranked last year number 6. And they are number 2 this year, so they moved way up. It does not get much better than Sweden. The Baltic nation ranks outside the top 10 in only 2 categories, shelter 16 and personal rights 11. The Swedes are leaders in water and sanitation. They tied 1st. Nutrition and basic medical care, 3rd place. Personal safety, 2nd place. Health and wellness, 4th place. Personal freedom and choice, 6. Tolerance and inclusion, 7. Come on now. Their GDP ranking is 6. The number 1 country. All right. The number 1 socially advanced country in the world, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, is Norway. Norway was ranked number 5 in 2014. It has since moved up as the number 1 socially country. Norway is the most socially progressive country in the world. In particular, Norwegians have the strongest foundation of well-being of any country, ranking 1st in access to communications and information, 2nd in ecosystem sustainability, and third in health and wellness. Norway also enjoys top-notch water and sanitation, tied for first, personal safety, third place, and personal freedom and choice, second place. Norway can still improve, however. Its worst ranking is in its access to advanced education, where it sits at 16. It also ranks 14th in shelter and 11th in personal rights. With Norway and Sweden sitting at 1 and 2 on the SPI, it may finally be time to plan that trip to Scandinavia. You think? I'm thinking about that, too. Now, I know it's almost to the close, but let me read a short poem to all the graduating seniors. I want to say again congratulations to my brother's grandson, Spencer, my great-nephew. We are so proud of you, and I know you're going places. His goal is to be a pediatrician, no doubt. I see that happening. So to all the parents, graduating seniors, I'd like to read this poem, and I just hope that this helps you. We can't begin to tell you. This is from the parents to tell you just how loved you are. We can't believe how time has flown and how you've come so far. Forgive us when we stop and stare and tears fall from our eyes. Times flew by so quickly, sure took us by surprise. We asked you to stay a little, to always be our baby. You said, I'll try to if I can, but if I have to grow up, maybe. Now here you stand before us, a respectable, honest man, honest woman, strong will and determined, who always says, I can. We flipped through all your notes and cards and pictures that you drew. We call your quips and humor unique, dear son and daughter. That's you. There are no doubts within our mind that you'll indeed succeed. Your future holds so much in store, but that smile is all you need. You've always been so gentle, so loving, kind, and giving. Having you as our son or daughter is another term for living. No matter where life leads you, no matter what you do, we'll always be your biggest fans and we'll be here for you. All right, we're going to take a real quick short break, and I'll be right back with a little entertainment news, I did promise.
Party people!
Okay. I'm so sorry. Y'all already heard that once.
The butterfly.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to cut that short because I got to do a little bit of entertainment news. You know, y'all would talk about me. If I didn't do some entertainment news, we'd be talking about, yeah, I fell a little short. That ain't going to happen. Okay, so entertainment news, let's see. What's the hottest thing going on? Oh, a lot. It's about this child, Bobby Chris. You're wasting the money. Are these the words of Pat Houston regarding the condition of her niece-in-law, Bobby Christina Brown? According to Bobby Brown's sister, Leola, Pat Houston told Bobby Brown it's costing too much money to keep Bobby Chris.
Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Chris, has been unresponsive since being found face down in a tub full of water January 31st of this year. Pat Houston, who is married to Whitney Houston's brother Gary, has been named co-legal guardian of Bobby Chris. Did she really say that to Bobby? At stake is $20 million fortune. Bobby has made it clear the condition of his daughter is in God's hands and that he will not make a decision to cut short his daughter's life. The care for Bobby Chris is very expensive, and the money is coming from her inheritance, from the estate of her late mother, Whitney Houston. Yeah, Pat, what are you fussing about? Where is your money? That's her money. If she wasn't sick and still living, you couldn't touch it. Probably game on her, huh? Throw some type of scam so she'd give you and her uncle $2 or $3 million. Is that what it is? Man, I tell you, weddings and funerals, boy, are people on their last, I tell you. Okay, singer Ginuwine and Soleil have called it quits. The two have been married 12 years and have two children together. Rumors have always played the couple, even when they had a really show their blended family. There seems to be a friendly divorce capped with an agreement to have Soleil sign over her rights to the couple's $1 million mansion in exchange for a $150,000 lump sum payout and $3,000 a month in child support. The agreement was worked out months before Soleil officially filed. It's the return of Janet Jackson, y'all. She's got a new album and a world tour, which kicks off in late August. The Unbreakable tour kicks off August 31st in Vancouver, Washington, or Canada. You need to make that clear. The first leg is 36 dates, and as of press time, there are no other East Coast than Atlanta dates scheduled. Hopefully she will tour the East Coast in the second leg of the tour. I hear the name of the album will be called Conversation in a Cafe. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's see what else. I'm looking so you know I can tell y'all the top five. The Fab Life doesn't debut until the fall, but there is already tension on the set of the daytime talker between Tyra Banks and Chrissy Teigen. Uh-oh. The two supermodels are not getting along. Banks, 41, is the executive producer of the show, and co-host Teigen, 29, is the wife of singer John Legend. And Teigen is also co-host of Spike Lee's Lip Sync Battle with LL Cool J. Oh, is that is you, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, she be spinning the table. Boss, LL Cool J, bosses at ABC made Tyra hire Teigen, who is also stated to be the show's social media director. The show debuts this fall and will also feature interior designer Lauren Mack, YouTube star Leah Ashley, and fashionista Joe Z. Okay. Okay. Well, it's almost about that time. Tina Knowles Lawson graces the cover, of July's Ebony magazine. Ooh, she is hot. Sexy Forever issue. Knowles Lawson talks about raising a superstar daughter, Beyonce, a superstar daughter in the making, Solange. Divorce from Matthew Knowles and starting over finding love with actor Richard Lawson. She also talks about having sex at the age of 61. Go, Mama Tina. Girl, y'all got to see she's on the cover of Ebony. Check out Mama Knowles. I mean, she looks good, y'all. She's got it down. I like that outfit she got on. That is tight. I could wear that. Yep, I could wear that. Ooh, she is tight. She's all in red. You got to check it out. Okay, Tyrese is coming to Oprah Winfrey's own cable program. Tyrese is topping the charts with his new song with Jennifer Hudson called Shame. And now he is launching a talk show with Reverend Run. The relationship-centered show is based on their relationship book, Manology. Their talk show debuts next year and will feature conversations including the single life, marriage, and sex. Yeah, okay. Oscar-nominated actress and TV sensation empire Taraji P. Henson is a cover girl again. Henson graces the latest cover of Allure magazine. Okay, well, looks like, oh, aren't their kids so cute? The beautiful couple, Boris Cujo and Nicole Ari Parkey. Parker are returning to TV. The husband and wife will host a new daytime talk show. Damn, everybody doing a talk show, huh? Based on relationships, health, and family. The former Soul Food co-star daytime talker will air this summer on some Fox stations. Boy, they have a good-looking family. Ooh, and the cutest little girl and boy. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, y'all, there's your news. I got to close out. They tell me I ain't got less than aught before I go out there. So thank you, everybody, for joining me today on In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I hope that you enjoyed yourself. I enjoyed you for joining me. So thank you again, and be sure and be here. Oh, be with me on Friday for Friday Traffic Jams at Spreaker.com, and that's at 4 o'clock. Remember, Friday Traffic Jams with me on Spreaker.com at 4 p.m. Okay, I'll see you then. And thanks again for joining me today. And hey, if ain't nobody told you they loved you, I do. All right, now.